systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Come on, motherfuckers! Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 19th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
You're jamming it out with us tonight on the Wednesday podcast. This is episode 12 of the Jam Hole. We've made it fucking 12 episodes.
That's fucking awesome.
That is fucking awesome. And we were kind of discussing amongst ourselves here that... how cool is it if we make this podcast every... this internet radio show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but yet we're the only two, three, four people that listen to it.
Right.
And we kind of decided that that would be really, really lame. So we have...
Because, you know, this isn't lame enough as it is.
Right.
Podcast.
Podcast. Yeah. Internet radio,
right.
Fucker.
Yeah. Remember right. that.
So, yeah.
Write that down.
Write that down. Sticky note on the monitor. But, yeah, we were thinking that, you know... I know there's got to be somebody, at least one other person out there listening. All I want you to do is send an email to info@thejamhole.com and just say yes, or I'm here. It's you guys aren't alone, you know, something along those lines, just to make us feel like we're actually doing this show for other people and not just for ourselves.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
Just a little confidence boost.
Yeah, right? Just a little bit. It's all we need, man. Come on. I really would still, if no one was listening, if we got like five emails saying, dude, you guys are all alone, no one likes your show, I would still do it just to have something to fucking do.
Yeah, well, someone will start listening to it eventually
yeah.
once we have enough episodes,
right.
probably.
Just by some like weird chance of fate, they find us somewhere on Podcast Alley, because everyone's voting at our show notes, the link that says, click here to vote. I hope you're all doing
that. Either that or after like... so many episodes, it will eventually be good enough to the point where someone will want to listen to
it. Well, yeah, but I mean, when we first started this show, we spent a lot of time and, you know, a little bit of money making it sound listenable, because I fucking hate, like, checking out new podcasts, and they just sound like shit.
Right.
The Plueballs show, you ever remember them?
No.
It was a long time ago. I don't even know if they still do shows, but their sound was just horrible, and they were kind of funny, but not really. And then I Was a Teenage Podcast. There, you can kind of hear them, but it's kind of low, and then when that guy laughs, if you guys have ever listened, you know what I'm talking about, just that... that fucking annoying laugh, and it gets really loud, so that's unlistenable. But our show, you know, you can hear everything perfect. I mean, we spent, you know, the time to make it sound good. So
right.
at least you guys could take a sec, fucking send an email, info@thejamhole.com, and just say, yes, we're listening, or whatever. Just say, go fuck yourself.
Just,
I really don't care.
Just so we can see that we have at least a few listeners.
At least one. That's all I really want. Just one.
Oh, no,
I'll be happy.
I hope for more than one.
Well, yeah, eventually. But, I mean... you know, 12 episodes in, if you go back and, like, say, take our 10th episode and then listen to any other podcast 10th episode, I guarantee ours sounds just as good, if not better.
Yeah, I bet ours is probably better than a lot of them
yeah.
just because of our equipment, too.
Oh, right. The fucking Mr. 8 HD mixer. That's where it's fucking at. And now you know our secrets.
You know what to go buy if you start your own podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Go drop $4 on a Mr. 8 HD fucking digital mixer. It is gold, man.
And a good computer, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Most people don't
I
have
had
a good
that.
Computer.
Yeah, that definitely helps. A nice Audigy sound card or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we actually did. We got a message on the MySpace. How fucking cool is that?
Wow.
Here, wait. Let me try this
again. It makes us
again.
Even cooler.
We got a message on MySpace about our podcast. Boom!
Does it get
Boom!
Any geekier than that?
Geek that, bitches. Geek that. So anyway, Apathis Asylum, I don't even know if I pronounced
Whoa.
That right. It's a girl lives here. She's cool. She was actually one of my first girlfriends way back
really?
When I was like 16. Yeah. we kind of taught each other lots of things.
Wow, but, you still talk to her?
Yeah, yeah, totally. She's cool as hell. We kind of taught each other how to, like, cheat on people and not get caught and shit like that.
Wow.
But, yeah, I'm going to talk to her and see if she wants to come on the show. But she wrote in about the whole what if we had nubs things, and she took it to, like, a whole nother level. And she writes, what if our butt cracks were horizontal instead of vertical? And she says, if this was true, our butts would clap when we run, and sliding down banisters would have a whole new meaning. So if you guys have any, like, input about either the whole what if we had nubs thing or the whole what if your butt crack was horizontal instead of vertical, send us a fucking email, info@thejamhole.com, or send us a MySpace message. Our MySpace is myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. So, yeah.
Wow.
How was your couple days?
My couple days were pretty good. How were yours?
They were gravy. Fucking just working, making money and shit. I went last night over to your band practice and listened in on that. One word, man. Brutal.
It's brutal.
It's fucking brutal. Your singer is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
he gets
gnarly
into that fucking, and then he like, oh me, it's fucking crazy. Like, I had to look at him. I was like, holy shit, dude, are you fucking possessed? It was fucking awesome. And your drummer is fucking quick on the old double kick. And your two guitarists, one of them just happens to be Travis's brother, was
cousin.
It? His cousin.
His cousin.
Yeah, Travis, that was doing the show, you know, with us sometimes when he has time. His fucking cousin is your lead guitarist.
He's the rhythm guitar.
The rhythm guitar. Yeah. He fucking cranks out
just like that.
Exactly like that. I actually recorded you guys, and then I went home and just practiced that.
Yeah, I bet.
My fucking air guitar. But yeah, you guys sound fucking really good, and it's brutal. It's fucking hard ass fucking brutal metal. So yeah. That was about it. We fall today, and
I got a new disc.
You got your very own disc.
My very own.
This is going to mark the fucking day where you start not sucking at fall.
That would be good, huh?
That would be good. So, yeah, I guess that's about it. You want to do some news?
Let's do some news.
Do some news.
Some local news.
Yeah. We, excuse me. Well, let me set that down. We had a standoff here in Kalispell on a couple days ago. They actually had to close down a whole section of our highway for like 24 hours. And here in Kalispell, that doesn't happen very often. Like,
forever.
The police got this new SWAT machine. And they haven't even really gotten to use it in a real situation, and this was their first time. So, yeah, let's do some news.
Do some news.
Standoff ends peacefully, and I hate starting it off like that, because I want to hear how they had to mob in the house. He had a hostage with a gun in her mouth, and he was, like, trying to escape, and they had the sharpshooters out there and all
right.
that. But to end peacefully, I guess that's what you get in this town. The suspect in the murder of a Columbia Falls mother of six surrendered to authorities Monday after a 31-hour armed standoff with police. Mother of six.
She must be a Mormon.
I want to start this off right now by saying, please. Well, I guess she can't have any more kids, but
yeah.
If you're still
for us, huh?
Yeah. Fuck, six kids? What the fuck are you thinking? And here, around here, jobs are very few and far between, and if you do get a job and you don't really have, you know, college degrees, or even if you do have college degrees, around here it doesn't really fucking matter.
Well, plus the jobs that you can find, like, it's going to feed six kids.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. The jobs are either cleaning hotel rooms or dishwashing or being a waitress. How the fuck? I can't even support myself on $7-$8 an hour, let alone six fucking kids?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, she should have learned her lesson after one kid.
excuse me, you would like to think. I mean, the first one comes out and is like, hey, Mom, why do we live in a trailer? I would have stopped having him after that. excuse me. Robert Dean Kowalski, 46, quickly was surrounded. A nice fucking grammar, Daily Interlake, you cunts. Quickly was surrounded by members from three SWAT teams after slowly exiting his Montana 35 home with his arms raised. He was probably scared shitless.
Yeah, he's
Could
like,
you
oh
imagine
my God.
Fucking
SWAT there?
Having your shit surrounded by cops and like, Oh, man, that would
like,
just...
Yeah, machine guns everywhere.
Fuck yeah,
that'd
dude,
be scary.
The ARs and shit.
I'd probably shit my pants.
I would. I would be like, hold on, guys, I just crapped my pants.
Yeah, I'd probably be so... I want to almost just kill myself I'd give into that.
Yeah, well, I would just come running out, pointing, like, water guns at them and hope squirt they just guns. Took me out. Yeah. Suicide by cop.
Right. Because it's either that or be in prison forever.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah, might as well not be alive at all.
Oh, and sorry, before I totally forgot to mention this, before we continue with this lovely news story, it was brought to my attention, what was it, episode 9? 8 or 9? Maybe it was 10, but I used the word hella. And I never fucking do that, ever. I hate people that say that shit. It sounds so fucking stupid. So I just want to take this moment to apologize. I'm sorry I said the word hella, guys. Do you accept my apology?
I accept your apology.
Email us info@thejamhole.com if you accept my apology.
And vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Exactly. Back to the story here. We're very happy... Oh, this is a quote from the county sheriff. We're very happy this standoff is over. The incident...
Oh, really?
Yeah, right? No, I would have liked to have camped out there for 2 more fucking days eating sea rations or whatever the
At
fuck.
At least 2 days.
At least.
I mean, you know, what else is there to do?
It depends what his wife is like. If, you know, if you got a bitching,
go
nagging-ass wife or nagging-ass fucking cunt girlfriend at home,
right.
I would totally want to be standoff, too.
Yeah, totally.
I would be sitting there like, nah, it's cool, man. Just, we're just hanging out. I'd go
yeah,
in like...
Yeah, just stay in there as long as you want. We'll be out here waiting.
As long as I don't have to go home. Let's see. The incident shut down a portion of Montana 35 for about 24 hours. Kowalski's 6:08 p.m. surrender followed a barrage of approximately 15 ferret rounds, which are 40-millimeter canisters that discharge non-flammable irritant gas. Quote, we really didn't want to escalate the situation if we didn't have to, Meehan said. So... This basically just tells you that if you're planning a standoff or if, you know, any kind of situation or terrorist act, get a fucking gas mask.
Yeah, seriously.
Get a couple. Make sure you have, you know, maybe some scuba equipment. You want to make a quick water getaway, you know?
Right.
See, I would plan that out. I would build my compound right next to the fucking ocean or some big giant lake. I'd have a boat, a submarine, scuba gear, fucking food, all that
shit. I'm sure
shit.
People do that, but you never hear about them because they're smart and
they
don't
get caught.
Because they
never
get caught,
right?
Exactly.
A la James Bond.
You only hear about the stupid idiots that do it.
Right.
It's like, you can get away with it. You just don't be like these guys.
I didn't think you guys were going to shoot gas in, otherwise I would have fucking came out earlier.
It's like,
douchebag.
Duh.
Yeah. Negotiators had been communicating with Kowalski throughout the day, sometimes with the aid of a wheeled robot with a mechanical arm and sometimes by bullhorn. Can you imagine they're out there, like, they send the little robot in and he's, like, doing the robot and shit and the guy just fucking kicks it right out the door and they're
right.
like... Fuck you, that was my Mr. Origato, Mr. Roboto. And then they start busting in the fucking rounds. Authorities would have resumed negotiations had the gas failed to drive Kowalski out of the house, Meehan said. So
maybe he did have a gas mask.
Well, no, basically he's just saying, you know, if the gas didn't work, we would have negotiated further. So what do you... I would have loved a tape transcript of the negotiations. Like, what do you think they talk about? Like, okay... We won't blow your fucking brains out and shoot the house all to shit if you give us something, like a hostage or something. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they ever hold up their end of the negotiations, though? Ever?
Well, I mean, I guess if part of the negotiations, like, they want something...
Like, they get it signed in writing, I want total immunity to any jail time and...
Yeah, but, like, they can actually give that to him anyway.
Well, yeah,
they
then...
just do it so he'll get out. I mean, of course, they can lie, because they're the police. They can do whatever
can
they want.
Isn't
yeah,
that like entrapment?
So.
They're like, okay, if you come out, we'll let you go. And then he comes out, they're like, ah, gotcha, boom, 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 boom.
Well, I don't know. I've never really heard about that, but I've heard, like, you know, if they want, I don't know, a limo to come pick them up there or something, then they'll, like, call a limo and have it come out, and, like, he'll be ready to go get in it.
He'll
and then
fucking
just
come out,
him.
And they'll just blow him away. There'll be, like, a cop driving the limo,
right.
And he'll be like, so where are you going, sir? And the cop will be like, jail.
See, the thing is, they'll give him what he wants, but then they'll arrest him after they give it to him.
Right, so they can totally
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, they gave it to him.
Yeah. I can see that. I don't know. I suppose if criminals can lie, then so can the cops. But it just seems like the cops have so much of an upper hand that, you know, it doesn't really matter. Eventually, they're going to catch up with you.
I guess if you're doing something wrong, then they kind of have the upper hand.
Something
anyway.
Sick and wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. I'm just kidding. I like your show.
You guys are awesome.
Hey, sick and wrong, D and Lance, listen up. Everyone else, earmuffs. Okay. D and Lance, you with me right now? Quit fucking doing the same stories we're doing. I'm just kidding.
Actually, they've been doing it longer.
They
than
have
us,
been,
so
that's cool.
Yeah,
we all. I mean, everyone. Us, the Jam Hole, Sick and Wrong, Distorted View, Once in a While, Keith and the Girl, Brian is in You, Team Drunk Ottawa, Uncast. They all fucking. I mean, there's only so many people doing fucked up shit to read about.
Right.
So
there's only so many
I think
good stories.
The difference is we don't read our stories firsthand. We read the headlines and then maybe a couple sentences. So what you get from us is basically an improv off the top of the noggin, fucking witty, whatever you want
to
call it.
Whatever we think of to say.
Our top of the morning witty banter. But yeah, sick and wrong, fuck you guys anyway. I'm going to start a war with all these other podcasts. We're coming
for
you.
Even though
we
listen to them.
Yeah.
But we can still talk shit, I guess.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's a podcast. What are you guys going to do? Come over here and kick our asses?
It's like, ooh,
I would
scary.
Totally whoop that little Jew's ass.
Nice.
Sorry. Meet me at the flagpole,
gotta
you little biatch.
Gotta throw out the Jew comment.
That's right. Fucking D. And you ever notice how Jews just always, every Jew you've ever known has, hold on, has a nasally fucking voice.
Right.
Right. What were you going
to
say?
You know, it's Jake?
Jake.
Travis's cousin?
Yeah.
His initials are Jew.
Really?
Yeah.
Like J-E-W?
J-E-W.
Wow. Crazy small world.
Yeah.
Authorities, blah, blah, blah. Investigators believe Kowalski fled to his residence Sunday morning after murdering his girlfriend, 45-year-old Lorraine K. Morin.
Why the hell would you go home after murdering someone? Isn't
yeah.
that, like, kind of dumb?
I mean, especially here, location-wise, we're about, what, 60 miles to Canada?
Right.
Will they extradite you back to the U.S. if you make it to Canada?
Well, if they know you're in Canada and they find you in there, they will...
Really,
yeah.
Their Mounties will?
Yeah, they'll
be
take
like,
you back.
You gotta go.
Yeah, they'll kick you out.
That's kind of...
Hand
well,
you over.
Yeah, I could see that, seeing as how we pretty much run everything.
But the thing is, if he's in Canada, it'd be a lot easier to get away with.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking you just take your rations in a tent and go live up in the fucking wilderness for, you know, however long it takes.
Right.
Come into town when you need supplies, and, you know, not that I've thought about... You know, having a cop standoff or anything.
No, not at all.
God, no. God,
never
no.
thought about murdering someone and
ever,
what I would do afterwards.
Especially while I'm at work sneaking around in people's houses.
Right.
Never would I think to just slit some old lady's fucking throat. That has never crossed my mind.
I totally believe it.
But now that I mention it, not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's actually.
Not bad.
Maybe next time.
It'll be like someone that lives in a big, giant fucking mansion.
Someone that
deserves away from fucking everything. Yeah, someone that's already on their way out. You know, just... it'll be like that show The Riches. Do you ever watch that?
Uh-uh.
That show was awesome. They were kind of like Pikeys, but they were like not in Britain. They were the U.S. version of Pikeys, like
yeah.
gypsies or whatever. But they would go around and like they would find people that have died recently and kind of take over their lives and live in their house and do their jobs and shit like that. It was a really cool show.
Huh.
I enjoyed it, but I kind of always thought about doing something like that, you know,
yeah.
like just finding some person in a big mansion, killing them, you know, disposing of the body like any good killer would do, and then just taking over their life, you know, seeing what it would be like, and then move to the next one.
That'd be kind of fun.
Serial killer style.
Right.
Yes. End confession.
Switch our career from podcasting to that.
Well, I would still podcast.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good idea.
We probably shouldn't talk about it.
Right. We'd have to upload the shows from, like, wireless hotspots with cloned
Mac
addresses.
Well, we do have the Mr. 8. It's got its own hard drive in it. We
oh,
can
shit.
Record anywhere.
Fucking A. And then I'll just, like, send the show to somebody else, and they can upload it, and
exactly.
they'll be like, I don't know where these guys are, man.
Yeah, just keep sending me shit.
That is a fantastic idea. If this water job goes tits up, me and you, we're going to do that.
Let's do it.
Fucking A. Morin was found shot to death Sunday morning in her home on Montana 206, a few hundred feet north of Elk Park Road. I deliver all up in that area.
You deliver everywhere.
Yeah, well, yeah. I am everywhere all the time. But that's kind of crazy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think Travis said he was driving home on 35 and he had to go a different way because that was happening. Like,
really?
They were rerouting traffic and shit. He saw it kind of firsthand. I asked him if he could get up there and take some pictures,
yeah.
but they weren't letting anyone anywhere near that area. Let's see. Kowalski's roommate, who was not in their home at the time, called the sheriff's office at 11 a.m. Sunday to report that Kowalski told him he had killed his girlfriend and was feeling suicidal. Cry for help, pussy.
Yeah, never do that, huh?
Right? Investigators believe that Morin died hours before the 911 call. Deputies responding to Morin's home found her body sitting upright in a living room chair, smoking weed.
Oh, what?
Just kidding. She had been shot once in the mouth, possibly with a small caliber handgun. Her body, it was probably one of those fucking high point 9 millis you can buy at Snappy's for like $100. It's like, what else would you use a $100 gun for it besides killing someone and throwing it away?
Yeah, that's about it.
No. Yeah. I love that shit. Her body
bad.
Was set. Fuck you. Found it.
You lose a point. You haven't even gotten.
I know.
Yet.
Fuck. I haven't. Today's been a slow day so far. Well, I just wanted to do this because it was local,
right,
and this
it's not
shit
very
never
funny.
Happens. No, it's not funny at all. Murdering is never funny,
yeah.
Unless you're murdering clowns. Yeah.
Well, you can't have laughter without manslaughter.
This is true. And a very old joke.
Yeah.
Again.
But it's true.
It is true, though. Her body was sent to the state crime lab in Missoula, where they actually have technology, for a forensic autopsy. Morin is the mother of 6 children, ages 9 to 28.
Whoa.
Wow.
How old is she?
Could you imagine what that vagina would be like
no.
pre-mortem, before she died? No?
I don't want to imagine what it's
okay.
like, honestly.
A little visual. Picture your fist going into a big giant jar of mayonnaise, and I bet that's what it feels like.
Wow.
Right?
Probably more than one fist.
Yeah, both of them. Both
put
nubs.
Put your feet in there.
Both nubs.
Just stand inside her.
Fuck, man. The younger children reportedly are staying with their adult siblings. Oh, I bet that's fun. Investigators on Sunday afternoon found Kowalski's Ford Ranger pickup truck at his house on Montana 35, just east of Fairmont Street. The Flagg County SWAT team, which later would be joined by teams from Kalispell and Missoula County, began surrounding the house at about 2 p.m. For 5 hours, no one knew if Kowalski was alive, dead, or even in the house. Several phone calls from negotiators went unanswered. He probably checked the caller ID and it was like, the cops, and he's like,
police.
Ignore.
It's like, ah, no.
And then after a while, he started getting hungry. He's like, fuck, I better call that number back.
Bring me some food.
Order me a pizza, would you?
He could have just called the pizza place himself.
That is true.
That's probably how he got caught. Like,
hold
fucking
on,
idiot.
Hold on, pizza guy. I got the cops on the other line. I got call waiting. Officers parked the Kalispell Police Department's Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Vehicle, or BEAR, within 20 feet. Oh, God. You know they were happy as shit a standoff finally happened.
Yeah, like, yes,
let's burn it up. Yeah, hook.
Because it's never
fucking,
happened.
No, and they haven't ever used that thing yet, except in training.
They
so
probably
they're like,
won't
fuck
ever
yeah,
it.
Man. They probably, oh, man.
This is probably the only time they're going to get to use it
ever
for real.
Until we do this?
Yeah, until we kill somebody.
Right.
But we'll get away with it, so
exactly.
They
so
won't even know.
They can drive it around and look for us, but you ain't never going to find us. He was dead or alive. Phone calls went unanswered. The bear, 20 feet. Oh, they parked the bear within 20 feet of Kowalski's home and tried to reach him on a phone dropped on his front door. Kowalski did not respond.
This is how they left a cell phone
they
on
fucking,
his front door for him to pick it up so
right?
they can talk.
He's like, what? I would have, like, put a little plastic C4 in the cell phone so right when he went to pick it up, it just blew his fucking head off.
That's a good way
I mean,
to
like,
do it.
I've been like, standoff over. We win. Shortly before 7 p.m. Sunday, authorities closed Montana 35 between Fairmont and Montford Roads. After officers broke some windows in Kowalski's home... They broke his windows?
Well, probably
to shoot...
A
bunch of assholes.
They probably did it to shoot the
No respect for other people's fucking property, you know?
Well, he did kill somebody.
Yeah, she probably deserved it, though.
That's true, but I don't know.
You know we're gonna get shit for that. Like, that was a local lady. Did you know her?
No.
Me neither. Fuck it. Fair
She's
game.
Probably a cunt anyway. She has 6 kids. I already hate her.
Yeah, right. That enough is for me to be able to make fun of you, bitch. Keep having kids. Everyone.
Yeah.
Cunt. Shortly before 7, they closed in after officers broke some windows in his home and used cameras to map the inside of the 5 or 6 room house. Kowalski began swearing at officers, which confirmed his presence in the house.
No shit.
Cunt.
Wow. And it wasn't me, it was the robot. It's got a dirty mouth. Just before midnight, police heard a single shot ring out from the rear of the residence. The rear.
He said rear.
Yeah, point. That wasn't a very good point. I'm sorry.
No, I take that back.
You're still at negative one.
Neg one.
You're at zero. We'll get some points here in the next article. This is just local. Investigators weren't sure whether the shot was aimed at law enforcement, he said.
Well, who do you think it was aimed for?
Right, maybe he was trying to shoot himself.
I was just shooting. I wasn't aiming at anyone.
Target practice. We can do that here still, right?
I just had a gun, so I shot it. That's all.
Fucking assholes. Kowalski continued to talk with negotiators until about 3 a.m., after which he was silent until Monday afternoon. He's like, that's it. I can't hear you. Nah, 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 nah. I can't hear you.
I'm not talking anymore.
I'm done with y'all. You fucked up on my pizza.
That's the wrong one.
That's a point. I'm counting it.
Okay.
Back to zero. Kowalski has been charged in Flagg County District Court with one count of deliberate homicide in connection to Morin's death. Holy shit, dude. You know what?
Huh.
I had a teacher in high school. She was a history teacher. A real fucking cunt, too. And that's her right there. Her last name was Morin. What is her first name? Did it say?
I don't think it said.
Holy shit, dude. I just, like, thought of that. I don't know, Lorraine K. Moore. No, I think my teacher's name was like Kathy or some shit.
Well, she's
like
from
that.
Columbia Falls, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I went to school here in Flathead. I'm sorry, I keep bumping my pop filter. Pop.
Is it popping?
Pop. I love this thing. let's see. If convicted, he faces up to 110 years or life in prison.
Well, isn't 110 years life pretty much?
Well, when you're 40, yeah, like 50 years is life pretty much. So I don't even, why do they even do that? Like, you're going to get up to 100 years or life.
Like does it matter which
first?
One I get? Because either one, you're fucked.
Either one, you're effing my A here really bad.
I'm going to die in prison either one.
Yeah.
Or does this life mean that they will, like, sentence you to death after a while?
Well, no, I think that then they actually say you're sentenced to death by, you know, getting a jam hole shoved in your face or whatever.
Yeah, but usually they're in prison for a long time before they kill them.
Well, yeah, they make them wait it out on death row because, you know, anticipation's the worst fucking part. You know what I would do is, like, a totally bad joke is just say all these people are on death row and give them, like, a date they're going to die and then just keep postponing it so they never really know. Kind of like in The Princess Bride where he's like, you know, how's everything good? Oh, I'll be back to kill you in the morning. He's like, okay, he never does. I would totally fucking do that if I was the warden. And then we would sit around and play poker.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I bet that would fuck with them so bad.
Oh, I bet, dude. Just the mental fucking...
This be like, you know, when you're going to... The first time you tell them that you're going to kill them, they're like, all right, we'll be back tomorrow morning to kill you.
Yep.
Coming tomorrow morning. It's like, sorry, we're not doing it today.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow
for
sure.
You know, something came up. I can't fit in the murder, the execution today.
Yeah,
we're going to have to do it. Next week work for you? Oh, yeah, that's right. You'll be here all the time.
Yeah. You'll be here. Are you going to be here?
Yeah, you'll be here. We were all worried this would happen to his ex-wife, Beth Stanslow of Libby, said Kowalski's former sister-in-law, Dawn Stanslow of Carlsbad, California. Kowalski suffers from bipolar disorder. Oh, yeah, let's blame it on the fucking disorders. Yeah, according to both Dawn Stanslow and Kowalski's friend and former employer, John Ensley of Big Fork, who has a tree-digging business.
Tree hugger?
Digging. No, tree digging. Oh. Like he totally rips trees out.
Oh. It's the opposite of hugging them.
Right? Ripping them out of the ground.
That's
violator.
Fucking lumberjack.
Yeah, right. If he was on his meds, if he was on his meds, he was a pretty decent fellow. If not, he could get pretty wild, Ensley said.
Wow. Do you know anyone that's bipolar?
No, well, kind of, but I don't know. He never was really on any meds, and he was just a fucking dipshit piece of shit all the time.
Really?
So, yeah.
I know a couple people that were on meds and not on meds, and wow.
Is it just like two totally different people?
It's pretty scary sometimes.
You want to talk about it?
I don't really have anything to say about it, really.
They're just fucked up?
I mean,
Are they friends of yours?
They're not so much my friends. I mean, just people I know through other friends, mostly.
Nice.
But I don't have any close friends that are bipolar.
Yeah.
I don't think I could hang out with someone who was.
Right. I would just...
Scary.
I would end up killing them.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus. Don Stanslow said, quote, he has a very split personality. He's very bipolar. My first encounter with him, I thought something was off. But then he sweet-talked me, we fucked, and I had six of his children, who are also all bipolar and retarded.
Yep, that's what happens when you have
that gene. I wonder if, like, her kids are going to listen to this and come hunt us down. You made fun of my mommy/aunt, you motherfucker.
Yeah, it'd probably be pretty easy.
I'll kill you.
be pretty easy to find us, too.
Right. I would just kick their fucking asses and not even bat an eyelash.
We'll have to get bodyguards if we get too popular.
I'll be your bodyguard.
All right, cool.
You see, I can guard.
But the point is to have someone else do it, so we don't have to.
That is true.
See.
So, anyone looking for a bodyguard position, email us, info@thejamhole.com.
Yeah, we won't really pay you, but, you know, you get to hang out with us, which is almost as good as making money.
Fucking A, that's better than money, man. That is, you can't fucking buy this kind of material, this kind of entertainment, and you can't either, because we're not charging for
it. Yeah, you can't buy it.
You can't even donate, so fuck off.
But you should.
Well, they can't. You could send us a dollar in the mail, but then we'd have to go get a P.O. box. So we should do that, though. And then people could send us fucked up shit, and we'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, we should make a P.O. box and, like, a PayPal account and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda,
whatever.
There's
a lot of stuff we need to do.
My grandmother had balls, she'd be my grandfather. Big deal.
Isn't she your grandfather?
Which one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I got nothing.
He was very sweet.
We should probably wrap this story
Holy
up.
Shit,
we're already at 30 minutes.
Okay, he was very sweet at times. He had a quirky sense of humor, like fucking killing people, whatever.
Yeah, that's
she
funny.
Said, blah, blah, blah. He could switch personalities quickly, often alcohol as a trigger. No surprise there. When he was drunk, he wanted something his way. He could be a temper tantrum throwing little boy. Nice. Sounds like a real cool guy.
Sounds like majority of the people that live around here.
Yeah, right.
Are
big
alcoholics.
Whiny fucking babies.
Rednecks.
He had been threatening to hang himself for years. I would have just given him a rope and said, "Here you go, pussy." Kowalski, who reportedly had a stormy relationship with Beth, had a history of domestic violence. So basically, whatever. He's gonna rot in jail, and she's dead. No problems,
yeah.
Except for the six fucking kids. And
who are fucked now.
Yeah, right. Their fucking older adult siblings have to fucking deal with them.
Bummer for them.
There's comments here. I'm just going to read one here. Posted by Elkhorn, quote, "This loser should have been locked up long ago. Just another piece of white trash that the Flathead Valley loves to put up with. Get rid of the trailer courts and the meth and junk like this won't happen." Amen to that, Elkhorn.
Like that'll ever happen, though.
Here, posted by Campo, "I don't want to read about how good he is with children and how everyone likes this drunken moron. He is a murderer. I am irritated. We will all have to pay to put him on trial. Then feed him and board him for the rest of his stinking life. If he was too scared to shoot himself, they should have used that robot to take him a rope."
Nice.
Amen to that, Campo. And one more by Tattoo Charlie. "Just another example of someone losing their life from our flawed justice system. This guy should have been in prison and or a secure treatment facility. It's just sad." Wah, wah.
See, how come the people that are actually, like, running this stuff, like, you know,
running
who are cops?
What?
Well, just cops and state officials.
Because they were
the
all, like, they're all, like, ego-crazed fucking maniacs.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, what do you got there?
Let's see. I got killer robot
shoots. Oh, robots?
Man. Yeah.
Who are?
And killing.
Who are? Fucking who are? Yeah!
I haven't even finished the title yet.
Fucking who are, man. Killer robots. That's all I need to know. Who are? HumansUniteAgainstRobots.com. Props, Keith and the girl.
Anyway. Killer robot.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Okay, later.
All right. Killer robot shoots man dead on driveway. An 81-year-old man has shot himself dead with an elaborate suicide robot built using plans downloaded from the internet.
An 81-year-old, you fucking old retard.
He knows how to use the internet.
Woo! Yeah, right. It's probably like fucking web TV or some
shit. He probably got his grandson to do it for him.
He's like, "Come here, sonny. I need you to build me a robot that can kill me." And his grandson was probably like, "No problem."
It's like, "I'll just Google that."
Right? How to build killer robot. Enter.
Probably the first link.
Right? I'm feeling lucky. Point for me.
The Gold Coast man who lived alone left notes of his plans and thoughts as he struggled to come to terms with demands by interstate relatives that he move out his home and into care. I guess
so someone else can take care of you. Good plan.
Yeah, like, what, nursing home or
right.
something?
So you can fucking bitch and complain about how no one treats you right and how everyone's always stealing things from you, you fucking wacko old-ass bitch.
Too bad we don't have euthanasia legal. You
right.
just go
Too bad
die.
We're not president. Yeah. Too bad Tim Henson's not president. Otherwise, that shit would be in full effect, y'all.
And then we wouldn't have as many old people. Because exactly. they're either going to die anyway because they're old, or they're going to be so old that they just want to die.
Or they're just going to be old and annoying and complaining about their fucking, what, my senior discount?
Yeah, if you're old and annoying
fucking
like that.
Die. Drop fucking dead. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you fucking pulling out. No, fuck this shit. I'm sick of you fucking old-ass, bitch-ass fucking people getting in my fucking way when I'm trying to drive, pulling out in front of me because you can't fucking see over your goddamn fucking steering wheel, and then going like 10 fucking miles an hour because you can't fucking see the goddamn road. Fucking die. Eat shit and fucking die. Sorry. Back to you.
That was a pretty good one. You should get a couple points just for that rant.
Fucking A.
All right. He spent hours searching the internet for a way to kill himself, downloaded what he needed,
the fuck?
And then built a complex machine that would remotely fire a gun.
Someone have a little too much time on their hands?
Oh, he's 81 years old. He doesn't work.
No, that's true. I'm on a fixed income. I need to build this robot using cheap Chinese parts.
I mean,
and a high point 9 milli for $100.
That's probably what he used too.
Oh God, old people! Oy vey.
Yeah,
you hear me, Jews? Oy to the vey.
He set the device up in his driveway about 7 a.m. yesterday, placed himself in front of it, and set it in motion.
Oh, man, I would pay fucking money for a front row seat
yes.
at that execution.
Okay, it was in his driveway at 7 a.m. You think someone would have saw him
like
doing
this? Like the paper boy's fucking rolling by, and he chucks the paper, hits the old guy in the head, he fucking ducks, gun goes off, and shoots like his grandson or something.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, man.
I mean, aren't a lot of people going to work at 7 a.m.?
Someone
You'd would
like
see
to
it.
Think so.
His notes explain that he chose the driveway as he knew there were tradesmen working next door who would find his body.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Let's leave another fucking thing old people shit on. It's like you can't fucking do enough having other people wipe your fucking ass or fucking feeding you, so now you gotta have someone clean up your dead, old, wrinkly, nasty fucking body. Real fucking nice. You know what? Kill your fucking self in the basement of your house where you can just rot away. And no one will fucking have to deal with you.
The plan.
Have I mentioned how much I fucking hate old people?
No, I don't think you have. You should mention that.
I hate them. I hate them. I hate them, and it's brutal.
Brutal hate. It's the darkest hate.
Oh, God, it is. It dwells within the deepest, darkest pits of my being.
That reminds me of that Metalocalypse episode where Nathan Explosion gets that pro tennis player girlfriend.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude.
It's like, just, why are you with her? God, it's like, awesome. I hate her.
It's so brutal. Oh, we like Metalocalypse.
Great
Good
show.
Good show.
The plan worked as the workmen heard the gunshots and ran to investigate. Yeah, thanks a lot, old dick, for making other people see it.
Right.
Have
you
to
have
go
to give
it.
Him props, though. An 81-year-old man that actually put together something like this. He must have had, like, some kind of mechanical background or some shit.
Or
he's like that
been...
dude Jigsaw from the Saw fucking movie.
Right?
He's just old and conniving and just...
It's fucking evil.
Yeah, and just wants to kill himself.
The machine was attached to a .22 semi-automatic pistol loaded with 4 bullets. It was able to fire multiple shots into the man's head after he activated it.
He must have had to be pretty close, because, I mean, a .22 doesn't have that much velocity. You'd have to get it, like, right into your fucking brain. I mean,
probably...
for it to penetrate your skull and shit, that I don't know.
So, here's a question that I'm kind of surprised you didn't bring up.
Okay.
Why did he make a robot to shoot him? Why didn't he just put the gun to his head and pull the trigger?
I bet because he's religious and he thinks that if he gets up there and God, if you know, God's like, you kind of killed yourself there, and he's like, wasn't me. Points finger at the robot.
Oh, yeah, but
the robot's like, thanks, dick.
We can eat right through that logic, though. It's like, you made the fucking thing and made it do that, so you're responsible for it.
We can eat right through that logic by just saying God doesn't exist.
That, too.
Simple
it's
as
like,
that.
That's not going to happen. You're just dead now.
Which fairy tale would you like next, children?
Yeah, you have plenty of religions to choose from.
Oh, God. Don't even get me fucking started on religion.
Okay, let's talk about some baby raping then.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
For that story?
That is it.
All right. So from suicidal old people to baby raping. Another episode of the Jam Hole. Jammin'. This is out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania. An 18-year-old Greensburg man has been charged with raping a baby who police said was left in his care. Wow. Now, I have to ask the question, why would you leave a baby with this guy?
Just look at the fucking guy.
I mean, look at the fucking guy. We'll post a picture of this on the site, but seriously, if this guy was like, hey, I babysit, do you have any babies that need sitting? You'd be like, no.
Not for you to watch.
Wow.
Have sex with.
Right, creepo. Police said Scott Wade Smith raped his girlfriend's 5-month-old girl Friday morning at a home in the 500 block.
His girlfriend?
Oh, God, rape is so funny, especially when it's done to a poor, defenseless baby.
That's only five months
at
old.
At least, like, a grown-up can fight back a little bit. And
well,
then,
unless
then
it's
you
just
gotta work for it. Yeah, I mean, but raping a baby, what's the fun in that? They don't push back or anything. It just sits there and cries.
Well, be honest, if you're raping a girl, how big of a fight is there really going to be?
Seriously, if you want to rape something that cries, just go fuck your girlfriend. I mean, really.
Yeah, I know some.
That's what I do.
I know some people have girlfriends like that.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Let's see. Where several people, including the infant's mother, were living. Wow. He just did it right there at the home. 5 months old, though. Seriously, what?
How do you have, like...
You can't roll it around in flour and find the wet spot.
If
I
was to try...
5 months old. It's right. Like... That's like having sex with a fucking poodle. Like a bald little fucking chalupa. Not a chalupa. A chihuahua. I ate chalupa today, so sorry. But, yeah, that's like having sex with a little chihuahua. I mean, seriously.
It's fucked up. If I was to try and have sex with that, I would, like, rip it in half.
I would
like,
destroy
it's only,
that.
I would destroy that thing.
Oh, dude.
He must have, like, a 4-inch dick or something.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why he was pissed. His girlfriend was like, I don't feel anything. It's like, I'll show you. Fucking grabs the 5-month-old and's like, yeah, you like that, bitch?
Yeah, his girlfriend didn't think he had a big dick, so he thought the baby would.
He's like, yeah, well, your little 5-month-old begs to differ, slut.
Wow.
This is horrible. We're both going to hell. We have a special place in hell for us.
Yeah.
Too bad that
if,
that
as soon
doesn't
as it
even
exists,
exist,
I
right?
will be there.
I'll be there podcasting the Jam Hole.
Yep. Straight
live
from hell.
From the bowels of hell. You're tuned into the Jam Hole. Jimmy to Jam Jamming.
The Jam Hole, it sounds like a podcast from hell.
It does, kind of.
I mean, internet radio show.
Oh, God damn it. Damn it. Fuck, son of a bitch. Son of a 5-year-old bitch.
5 months.
5-month-old. Pardon my English. Police said the girl was crying so hard she nearly...
Yeah, I bet.
She... Oh, my God.
I don't think you can...
I can't even finish this sentence. Okay. Excuse me. Take two.
How many chicks are already, you know, got one under their belt that
soon? How many
soon?
People
like,
are already writing an
already.
Email to us saying how bad we suck?
Or they probably already stopped listening to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. What is this filth?
Well, I guess no one's even heard it yet, really.
Yeah.
But when they get to
this
that
this isn't
point,
live. We yeah. are going to make these live one of these days. We'll get a yeah. little shoutcast server going or
That'd
something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, police... Oh, God. Excuse me. I can do this. Police said the girl was crying so hard she nearly stopped breathing.
Is that bad that you can't even read an article
Is
about rape
because
you can't stop laughing
God.
At it?
I don't know. I could see if it was...
Is that bad?
I don't know. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad.
Rape is bad. Okay.
Yeah, but how else are you going to have sex with someone?
She nearly stopped breathing
because you know.
He gave her the once over, man. That shit's tiring.
Yeah.
Especially when it's all little and squirmy. You got to hold it down. And
Right? Yeah. I don't know. That would fuck
and
a baby up, though. I
yeah.
mean, I know.
Do you think mentally that kid is going to grow up just fine?
Yeah.
Like, hey, mom, why is my vagina the size of the Grand Canyon? Oh, I don't know. Why don't you go ask your stepfather?
Well, you know, at least she's ready. She's already not a virgin, so
yeah, right?
No one has to
Touch
put her through that.
The very first time.
In 5 months.
Yeah. Oh, God. According to police, Smith made a story about the baby choking on a crayon.
Or a cock.
Or a cock.
His cock's probably the size of a crayon.
That could be. Ding. Point to you. But paramedics didn't find anything in her throat except semen. Oh.
Right?
So they
like
just...
Like Paris Hilton.
Oh. Ew.
What is that?
So they decide... Oh my God. I will get through this story, I promise. So they decide to take her to Westmoreland Hospital, which is where doctors found blood inside her. Care to take a guess? Anyone?
Twat. I'm gonna have to go with twat.
Twat. I know the answer is diaper.
Oh. Durr. Well, it probably came from her twat, though.
Oh, good point.
See, so close enough.
Okay, you win.
Yeah.
Doctors immediately notified Greensburg police, who headed to the house with a search warrant. Said Captain George Soronko of the Greensburg Police Department.
Check his bloody dick.
Right. Let me smell your dick. What the fuck? Oh, it smells baby powder.
I knew someone who had this fucking girlfriend, and every time he went out and came home, she had to smell his dick.
Really?
Every time. And, if I was hanging out with him and we went back to his house, she would go in the other room with him and smell his dick as soon as he got there.
Holy shit.
That way he had no time to wash it off.
Dude, I would play, the nastiest tricks on her. Before I got home, I would stop by, a barn and fucking just reach my hand in some cow's ass and just smear it all over my dick and then go home and be like, I'm ready!
I don't think I could do that, though.
Why does your dick smell like fucking steak?
I guess that's a good prank to plant her, but you still have shit all over your dick.
That's true.
So that kind of sucks for you, too.
Yeah, that does kind of suck for you. Wow. Let's see. Doctors immediately notified Greensburg police, who headed to the house with a warrant. There, the police said they found a blood-soaked towel in a box in Smith's bedroom, along with four red-stained baby wipes. He's
probably saving that for later.
Yeah, you think? Man, this smells like baby and I don't even know what else.
If you like fucking chicks and blood, just, have sex with
a
chick on her period.
There ain't nothing wrong with mensy fucking, but, 5 months old, they're not even having menses yet.
Yeah.
So
that blood should
there. That's awful. Awful.
That must have, actually...
You, my friend, are a disturbed individual.
I bet that baby is physically hurt from that, too.
I bet that's Lance Wackerly's brother. Point. Oh, 2-1. The mother was in class at her high school when the alleged attack occurred. Wow.
Wait, did it say high school?
High school.
That is awesome. That's a point to her.
Point to her for getting knocked up when she was in junior high and keeping.
Well, look
the
at
baby.
That guy. Looks like he's probably in high school too.
Yeah, kind of.
I can see that.
What he's? Yeah, 18.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
He's probably
stay
a senior.
What are they teaching these kids in school? First we read about kids kidnapping other kids, holding them
for
sex.
See, and people do this is because they don't teach them shit in school.
Right? They're
not,
like,
they're teaching them wrong stuff.
Go have recess. Teacher's gonna smoke some fucking crack now.
Yeah.
Teachers are scumbags, man. They are the scum of the fucking earth. I don't care what anyone says. Teachers, watch your fucking teachers, because they are doing some
people.
Fucked up shit. Well, they don't... Yeah, and what's worse, we used to have this substitute teacher in fucking high school, and he had some Parkinson's or something, and he would,
shaking all the time?
He would walk around the whole classroom, and, he would be just nodding, so we
really?
Would, fake around and, ask him questions and just be like, oh, that's a yes.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's a no.
Ask him fucked up shit
if
he says yes to.
Yeah, he was a fucking asshole, though. He's probably dead by now.
Probably.
Parkinson's, man. That'll
How
get
old
you.
Was he?
I don't know. He had to be in his late 70s.
Really?
Yeah, he was an old fucking mess.
He's got to be dead.
Yeah, I would have killed him, but this was back before I knew how bad old people sucked.
Especially old teachers. This is fucking double whammy.
We need to make some bumper stickers. Instead of mean people suck, it'll say old people suck.
Nice.
I haven't seen that around.
I want fat people
Copyright, Matt of the Jam.
I don't know. I think fat people suck would be better for a bumper
fat
sticker.
Fat people eat.
Fat people eat. Put the fork down.
It would be fat people eat, old people suck.
Yeah, nice.
Wow. The mother in class at high school when it happened. Smith was charged with 5 felonies, including rape of a child, causing seriously bodily injury, involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, and endangering the welfare of children. Creep.
Wow.
He is being held at the Westmoreland County Prison on $1 million bail if anyone would like to visit him. Police said rape of a child with serious bodily injury under the age of 13 is punishable by life in prison, where you will get your asshole
raped. You know
raped.
What? I bet that was the first time he's ever had sex with anything. Because someone who's getting laid isn't going to fuck a five-month-old baby.
You think? You don't do that because you're surrounded by beautiful pussy all the time.
Or because you have... Well, he has a girlfriend, though. Why isn't he fucking her?
But she...
Maybe he didn't want to beat off and she was at school. So he's like, oh,
maybe
baby.
She was just nasty and he's sick of getting weird things on his dick.
She probably had a baby and now she's all fat and gross.
Yeah,
and he's tired of having sex with her fat rolls, so...
That'll happen.
That will happen.
That will happen. Rape of a child. Preliminary hearing is scheduled for Thursday. It's unknown whether Smith has a lawyer. I should
probably
go
not.
To lawyer school just to represent all these fucking weirdos, just to have content for the show.
Right.
Go to law. You think that'd be a little extreme going to law school for fucking, what, 8 years or something? Or 4 years?
That's probably 6 or 8.
Just to be able to do this.
Well, you make good money, too, I guess.
This is true.
So, you know.
So, baby raping, yes or no?
What? Yes? I don't know what I'm saying.
Baby raping, yes or no?
No.
Okay, I say as long as it's not my baby, I don't give a fuck what you do. But
still
if you get caught, it's
though.
Your own damn fault.
I mean, I guess as long as you're going to kill it afterwards, I don't really care.
Right.
Because at least that way it's one less human being gone.
This is
and,
true.
You know, it's not some fucked up kid that's going to grow up and be a waste of space anyway.
Or grow up all fucked up because it got raped when it was 5 months old.
Exactly.
And now it doesn't know why it has these deviant sexual feelings.
Gibby was
going
bad
around
as that
like
guy.
Humping dogs and chair legs and shit. And mom's like, what is wrong with you? And the guy's like,
I mean,
me.
Doesn't a part of you want more fucked up people to exist so we can talk
about
them?
I want you people to go out there and rape babies, rape clowns, rape yourself. I don't give a fuck.
And
then
write us an email about it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about you.
Send us a story. We'll talk all about it.
Yeah.
Jamhole.com.
We should get people just to do fucked up shit for us and then so
right?
we can
like
talk
bums.
About them. Yeah.
I think they tried that. It was called Bum Fights 1 through 4,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Right, Rufus.
That's funny.
Oh, wow. So what do you got there? We got about 10 minutes left, so let's
wow.
burn through these last couple.
Two elderly women accused of killing two transient, otherwise known as fucking hobos.
Fucking hobos.
Men with a car so they could collect nearly $3 million in insurance money were videotaped
wow.
talking about the scheme while in FBI custody. The prosecutor said in opening statements Tuesday.
Is that, that's like us talking about like killing people on the podcast. They're sitting there in
yeah,
custody
but they're
already.
Like at the FBI fucking place talking about
they're
it.
They're like, you dumb bitch, I told you you shouldn't
it's
have
like,
done that.
You know, if you're at a place like that, you better not talk it all because
yeah, right.
no matter where you are, I bet you it's being recorded.
Oh yeah.
And they're just waiting for you to say something when they
oh,
don't
exactly.
think they're listening.
Why do you think they make you sit in there and sweat it out for like hours?
Yeah, they just
live
you
like
in the interrogation
at the doctor's
room.
Office. You right. gotta sit there for like 2 hours before they finally see you. They're like, let's let them argue about it even though they're recording everything. Stupid elderly women.
It's your fault, Olga Rutherschmidt.
Oh, God, that is
Olga.
Such an old fucking
My
name.
Olga.
Olga, I need a cigarette, honey.
75, told co-confident Helen Gulley, 77.
Co-defendant? Jesus,
yeah.
dude.
In the tape played
oh,
for
this.
The jury. You can't have that many insurers. What?
Insurers, you want to talk into the mic?
Oh, I'm not?
No.
My bad.
Not at all. There you go.
You can't have that many insurers. You were greedy. That's the problem.
That's how most people get caught with anything, though. Dealing drugs or any of this kind of shit. It's because
they get greedy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you would just be happy with what you're doing and what you have, you would never have a fucking problem. But it's the people that, oh, I got to go out and find more people to buy this weed or buy these pills or whatever. And then they fucking go and they ask the wrong fucking person and boom, popped in jail. You're done.
Exactly. Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney said the woman befriended the two men and took out insurance policies on their lives. They drugged them and ran them over to make it look as if the two homeless men had been killed in a hit-and-run accident.
Oh, my God. This is just
Leave
like,
it to old people.
Did you ever watch that Monty Python skit where it's like all the old grannies going around like robbing people. That's totally what that reminds me of. Could you picture these two old like picture two of the Golden Girls plotting to like, all right, first we're gonna get these transients and then we're gonna feed them and clean them up and then we're gonna get life insurance policies on them. If I was the transient, as soon as life insurance came up, I would have been like, I gotta go home now.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdos.
This one more reason why we should kill old people. Huh?
And hobos.
And hobos.
Did you know hobo is the Japanese word meaning in all directions?
Really?
Yeah, I learned that on a Book 65 song. Maybe we'll outro with that.
Yeah, good idea. We never use them.
No, not at all. I like Buck 65. Buck 65 and Sage Francis. Fucking hip-hop don't stop.
Ruderschmidt and Gulley each have pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of conspiracy to commit murder for financial gain in the deaths of 73-year-old Paul Vados in 1999 and 51-year-old Kenneth McDavid in 2005.
Wow. Not guilty?
Not guilty. How do you plead not guilty to that? Obviously, you fucking did it. Just plead guilty.
Let's see. Your car, their blood on your car, their life insurance policies, you're the beneficiary. No, must not have been you guys. You're free to go.
Yeah.
Here's your $3 million. Oh, my God. See, maybe we're approaching this whole a million people giving us a dollar each the wrong way. The way to make a million is to go find one of these homeless people. Huh?
Right.
You with me?
I'm with you so far.
Get a life insurance policy on them.
Yep.
Okay. Kill them a little after the policy's matured, you know, maybe we can make them look up stores for us or
right.
do fucked up shit while the policy's maturing, and then we go get someone else's car, run them over, frame the person whose car we stole.
Huh? Yeah, nice.
You with me?
I'm with
you. And then, boom, life insurance money, me and you, my friend, are going to Cuba.
You know what sucks?
That I just said that on the show?
Yeah, that's the whole plan. We better not edit that out, huh?
I don't edit anything.
Well, we, yeah.
Oh, and sorry about the intro on, what was it, episode 11? I kind of forgot to silence it, so you might have heard us talking, but I fixed it. So.
I doubt anyone actually heard it
yet. I listened to it way up, and I couldn't make out. All I could hear was us laughing about that whole computer intro. Yeah.
I doubt anyone heard it before you fixed it, though, anyway.
Probably not. So this is kind of an old story. Basically, they're on trial now, which is why it's coming back up again. So,
Well, I guess...
What do you think? Killing hobos for life insurance money, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, all around.
To be exact, $2.8 million
Fuck.
In life insurance.
Don't you think the life insurance person was like, no.
Yeah, it's like, wait, this is kind of fucking weird.
They're all in there, like, licking their lips and shit, like, oh, we finally got it.
It's like, well, first off... What are you going to do with $2.8 million? You're fucking 70 years old.
No shit.
Just die.
Just
so we
die.
Can have it and spend it.
You could
we got
spend
one time.
Like $2 million on an elaborate suicide machine and then kill yourself.
Whoa. That'd be awesome.
Fucking A. If any of you are suicidal and or thinking about killing yourselves, email us, info@thejamhole.com. I'd like to have a little chat with you.
And maybe we'll interview about you killing yourself.
Yeah, maybe we'll video you killing yourself, assuming you sign the proper waivers.
Exactly.
I know, yeah. I know. I've been around the block a couple times, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I thought you did.
Oh.
Well, should we wrap it up here?
Yeah, we're at 56 minutes.
Yeah, we'll save these other stories for later. So
that we probably won't get back to.
Right, we always forget to do
that.
We'll
have better ones that are new.
Well, that's about it. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening, remember, if you are listening, just send us a little email saying, yes, I'm here.
Please.
info@thejamhole.com. Subscribe to us via iTunes. Vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Multiple times.
Every email address
you got.
That's right. The link is on our show notes at thejamhole.com. Email info@thejamhole.com. Be our fake fuck MySpace friend, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. You got anything else?
No, that's it.
That's it. Jamming.
Jamming.
What business are you in?
Dog eats dog, give and take, take and give, and hands that feed a man's gonna make a living. Charcoal barbecue, station wagon, nice dream, selling cigarettes and men's magazines and ice cream. There's all kinds of hunger pains, enzymes, hormones, 500 flavors, hard drugs, pornos. You want it, I got it, low life, high strung. I just wanna watch the game and get fat and die young. I go to church, pay my taxes, smile nice, won't swear, don't understand your needs, and frankly, I don't care. He wants to be a cowboy, she wants to be an actress. I just wanna stash the money under my mattress. Wine and candy, fine and dandy, old and proper unity. Community, be damned to see a golden opportunity. Women with hips and brains that are scrounging for tips and chains. Ships and planes, high heel shoes and whips and chains. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy cash, wash the dirty. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash.
Wash the dirty. Mail order fantasies, glamour for shipment. Got a good eye for beauty and some camera equipment. My sister's friends call me Mr. Lens, I'm focused. The girl next door becomes a goddess like Hocus Pocus. Studio lights and bondage gear hangs on coat hooks. Descriptions of fetishes written down in some notebooks. The customer's always right, even if you say it's wrong. I don't ask questions and the girls just play along. Venus and furs, black nylon, go-go boots. There's always an exuberant mood on the photo shoots. Handcuffs and harnesses, whatever else it pleases. Plus some 8mm films of some strip teases. Two pretty girls in broad daylight, they might play fight, tie each other up if the pay's right. Senators and next door neighbors, it's a funny biz. Not saying that I like it, it's just where the money is.
Flashy flash,
watch the birdie.
Trashy trash,
wash the dirty.
Flashy flash,
watch the birdie.
Trashy trash,
wash the dirty. Tore up the rule book, flaunted convention. Undaunted, drew some unwanted attention. Weirdos and do-gooders, big shots and minimals. Women with serious problems and criminals. 50,000 names on the mailing list. Estimated, under attack, being tested and investigated. Juvenile delinquency, my ass, what is this shit? Fought by some of the same men that I do business with. They focus on the negatives, treating us like common crooks. I'm an artist, goddammit, they said the same thing about comic books. Who could have guessed it? Created a mob scene. The demand is undeniable, they say it's obscene. Spread eagle, American beauty, stranger and splendid. Major offended, naked as nature intended. Leaves a bad taste in some people's mouths, maybe bitter. Don't want your manure, I'm an entrepreneur, not a babysitter. The dirty.
Oh.